Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carolyn DeLay, and good morning to you, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Well, Carolyn, you've been planning something. Actually, it's taken a while to help celebrate Atlantic's sesquicentennial, the 150th year of Atlantic. So let's talk about the event that you're planning and when and where.
Okay, the event is the rededication of the plaque that the Deborah Franklin chapter of the GAR placed on a boulder in front of the Park Hotel. And they put that plaque there in 1932.
A couple years ago.
And then the Park Hotel was demolished, and the boulder, I don't know where the boulder is, but the plaque eventually wound up on the inside of the drive-thru for the Wells Fargo Bank on the lattice wall there.
And nobody knew it was there. It was there in plain sight. Hiding in plain sight,
yes.
So now, you mentioned the date 1932, but we want to talk about 1868. How does that relate?
Okay. The plaque was dedicated to honor the first house that was built in Atlantic. And Henry Miller built that. He was from Lewis. He built that for Whitney, Franklin Whitney. We don't know whether Whitney ever lived in it or not for sure, but he built it for Franklin Whitney. And that was the very first house in Atlantic 150 years ago.
And is it still around?
It is. It's over on Birch Street, 407 Birch Street.
Now, as I was reading some background that you provided, that house seemed to have quite a history of moving around.
It has. It's been one place and another place, and now it's here, and it's been renovated several times in the process.
Well, I'm thinking, well, as many times as it's moved, it had to be a pretty strong house. I know there's all that equipment, you can do that, but still, it had to be fairly well built to be picked up and moved a number of times, and then, as you say, renovated. So, how can we get involved with this rededication?
You can come to the rededication. It's September 24th at 1 o'clock, in the afternoon, and it's in front of the Wells Fargo Bank.
Okay, that's a Monday afternoon, 1 o'clock, because there's a boulder there.
There is a boulder there now. The plaque was taken off of the lattice wall and placed on the boulder. Robinson Landscaping did that for us as part of the beautification committee. So it's there now, and then the Deborah Franklin chapter disbanded in 1987, but all of their members that they had left were absorbed into the Council Bluffs chapter. And so we thought it would be a good idea to rededicate this boulder on the 150th birthday of this house.
So that is happening. And again, we'll remind folks again here at the end that it's Monday, September 24th. Coming right up, actually, Carolyn. So how did you find out this information? I mean, I'm sure there are a number of houses in town that have interesting history. How did you find this information?
Well, first of all, a few years ago, I was looking at things. I'm a member of the DAR, and I was looking, and I found out that there were two markers in Cass County that had been placed by the DAR. And so I'm going, well, let's go find these markers. And I found the one in Lewis and then looked all over. And, okay, where was this marker in Atlantic? Well, okay, then I found out that it was placed on a boulder, and then I had to track down to where the Park Hotel was, and then I had to start looking, and lo and behold, some person in their wisdom had saved the plaque, and I found the plaque on the side of the lattice wall on the inside.
Yeah, and that's pretty remarkable in itself.
It is.
With all those buildings changing and tearing down and building and so on, that somebody said, we got to save that. And it wasn't put away, thank goodness, even though we didn't really recognize it, thank goodness it wasn't put in somebody's house or, you know, stored away in some basement, because that's often what happens to things like that.
It is. And I think mainly because the Deborah Franklin chapter was still around when the Park Hotel was destroyed and when the bank was built.
Okay, so yeah, they probably had their hand in that. Now, you mentioned that the DAR, you are now a member of the Council Bluffs group. How do you become a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution? That sort of gives us a clue, but DAR.
If you think you have a person that might have fought in the Revolutionary War or supplied goods, been a patriot of the revolutionary cause, then you find somebody like myself that will help you research the background of your relatives. And it's a lineage society, so it traces yourself back throughout your lineage to the Revolutionary War.
Does it matter whether that person in your background is your on your mother's side or your father's side?
It does not matter whether they're on the mother's side, whether they're on the father's side, however it goes back. There are women that were revolutionary patriots that supplied goods. Oftentimes, their husbands would be gone away fighting in the wars, and along would come a band of the patriots, and they would feed them, or they would continue to grow crops and supply them with different things, that supplies that they needed.
So where is yours? Great, great, great.
Well, I have three, and so I'm going back.
Wow.
That I know of, that I can prove. I have some brick walls.
The people who don't do genealogy at all, and I do very little of it, but I've been learning more about the walls that you can run into and the misinformation that sometimes is out there when you're searching for that background.
Very definitely. It does not make any difference how old you are when you join. What race, what ethnic background. There are lots of people that are of different backgrounds that are able to join because their relatives really did fight. Other people of other nationalities fought.
That's true, yeah, and sometimes we don't appreciate that. But that's one of the fascinating things about genealogy is finding out all of that information, and I know you're a great member of the Genealogy Society here and have done lots of work out there in the cemeteries, Carolyn.
Yes, I have. I've walked, I think so far, completed 11 cemeteries that I've updated for the Cass County Genealogy Society.
So if we want to know if we can find somebody's burial site, well, they should probably check in at the genealogy room in the Atlantic Public Library.
That's a great start.
Yes. And there's an opportunity. If they happen to be closed, there's a piece of paper there you can pull out right next to the door that says, here's the research I want to do, and get back to them. So they are just the greatest group of detectives, Carolyn, and you are one of those that I think sometimes you ought to have that, you know, that how we picture that funny little hat and the little glass that you look around with, because you just do great work in terms of finding information for people. So going back to this celebrating 150th anniversary of Atlantic and appreciating that history, will there be a bit of explanation about that during this rededication?
I believe so, and then there'll just be a short rededication period. We have several people that will be coming. Our mayor will be there, our state regent and vice regent, and several of our state officers will be coming. And then there's a reception over at the library afterwards.
Okay, so that's good to know that you know, you're there for the kind of ceremony thing, but when you go to the library, you'll have a chance to visit with other people, visit with you and other people that are there. So, again, this is a really important, I think, part of the history of Atlantic. We've just uncovered Whitney's statue.
Yes.
Plowing the street, and so now we get to find out about his house, although it's interesting he maybe never lived there.
Right.
That's an interesting aspect. You think, well, it was built for him. Maybe he sold it to somebody else. We don't know that part, right? Do you know that?
No, not exactly. We do know some other people who have lived there in the times past since that time period, and we know where Whitney did move to.
Okay. So to find out that kind of information, you want to come to the reception after this rededication. And, Carolyn, that's happening on Monday, the 24th, 1 o'clock, in front of Wells Fargo, and then going over to the Atlantic Public Library before their meeting room to follow up and have a little discussion.
Yes.
We want to thank you very much, Carolyn, for finding out this information and getting this done, because I know you had to go through several steps with the DAR and with the city and lots of those kinds of things to get this job done. So thanks to you, Carolyn Delight, and we'll see you on Monday the 24th.
Thank you very much. We'll see you there.
Okay, and until next time, just remember, our past is so important, we need to learn about it.